I'm living my best life. I don't know where it's taking me, and that's fine. At least it's what I make it, so I don't mind. Oh no, no, I don't mind. Oh no, 'cause nobody ever makes it out alive. So I'm living my best life.
Everybody, it's Terry
and Cherry,
and it's 30 Years of Nonsense,
and we are living our best life today. It is phenomenal outside.
It is really nice. I actually almost stood on a guy. I was walking down the lawn to get here to the radio station, and there was just a dude sleeping in the grass.
Well, good for him.
I was like, oh, he's living his best life.
Is that your confession for today?
No.
I have a confession.
What's your confession?
Well,
is it a guilty pleasure?
Yeah, it really was. Someone made me go downtown Kingston, and I had a few minutes, so do you have any idea where I went after?
No, I have no idea.
White Mountain.
Oh, did you? Oh,
I
good
did.
For
there
you.
Was no dessert served at the event that I was at, and if you're going to bring me downtown Kingston on a beautiful sunny day and make me think summer thoughts, and I have a few minutes, I'm going to White Mountain. So
oh, that's
shout
cool.
out to White Mountain.
Oh, that's awesome.
For having the very best ice cream in town, in my opinion, with salted caramel chocolate
okay,
topping.
Okay, I'm going to disagree.
What do you like?
I love Costco ice cream. I just
well,
do. I got to be honest.
Fair.
The price, the value, the size.
It's not the same experience, though. I got to walk down the street and look at the water and look at the boats and have great downtown Kingston memories. So I'm going to live my best life. You can live yours in Costco.
Well, I'll just take my ice cream and go down to the lake and
you
it'll
won't.
Be half
You'll
price.
Eat it before we get downtown.
Yeah, I know. All right. Well, actually, I just wanted to say goodbye to our fly on the wall.
Right?
That's terrible. I mean, it's...
I think
it's,
there was a little gap, and I think it was a moment of silence for
it
her
was,
show.
Literally.
We're like, going to call it that. Say it was intentional.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if it was.
No, but honestly, I got to be honest. It's so weird because you're seeing all the students. I mean, DJ Nasty Nexus, Clark, he's gone at 11 o'clock now. He's gone back to TO, and his year's over. I'm hoping he makes a reoccurrence at some point, maybe come on my show. And it's just so weird to see everybody kind of pick up and leave and their shows end as the school year ends. So,
well, guess how long we're going to be here?
Well,
forever.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because we're doing show 92 here.
Yes, we're going to have to do something special when it's the 100th show.
Absolutely.
So that'll be super fun.
Yeah, it will be.
Let's finish our best life.
We will. Here we go. There ain't much left. And that was it.
Oh, that was it?
Yeah, we literally talked through that song. So, sure. What are we doing today?
Well, speaking of times of our best lives, today we've jumped into the 90s. So it seems we've finished our 80s era. Which
okay, so you have.
Haven't you jumped into the 90s with me yet?
So next week, I'm actually, because the week after I'm going to be away, I'm going to do, all my songs are going to be about travel. And
okay.
Vegas.
Okay.
And money.
Okay. Well, you're getting taken on a trip to Vegas.
I am.
We had a friend that had a little windfall, so he offered to take some of his buddies to Vegas.
Nine of us.
I said some, but that's okay. You can give more details.
Nine of us.
Doesn't matter, and don't say who it was.
I won't. It's going to be an awesome trip.
Yeah, so they're going to be up to all sorts of boy shenanigans in Vegas. And that's I'm not by myself, am I, that week?
No.
Here? Okay.
I don't know. No.
Good.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you are.
No, I thought our son would be with us that night.
He's in Vegas.
Oh, excellent. So y'all going to get me, that which means you're going to get a lot of music.
Oh, hang on. No.
I thought...
He'll be here before we fly out on Friday, 6 a.m. or something.
Okay.
Yeah. He'll be here. I'm somewhere else that night, though.
Okay. Doesn't matter. We don't have to coordinate on the fly. On the air.
Yeah.
That said, I am into the 90s now. And just to set the stage, the 90s, the front half and the back half looked very different for us. So in the front half, we met, fell in love, bought a house, got married, and had a baby.
Yes.
All in about 2.5 years. We had a very quick engagement and, you know when you know.
Living your best life.
We were definitely living our best life. So that is kind of a flurry of activity that happened in the early 90s. And then we had our first child in 95.
Yeah.
And then everything changes when you have a baby. So music. Then we were listening to Barney and Disney songs again and all sorts of things like that. So I like to say, you know, the first half of the 90s, I was cool and fun. We were still going to clubs and having a good time and being young. And then after 95, I was not doing any of those things. So I probably drop off a little bit on the cool radar, but I hit the mom radar. So that was okay.
Yeah, it's totally okay. I still continued to go and DJ at clubs and do things like that. But yeah, I was at home as well. So things do change.
Things changed, right?
All right. Well, let's pick up with the first song, Ace of Base, The Sign.
Right. So this is an iconic early 90s song. And if you hear this, you will just think of that time. I don't know that it needs a whole lot of description. I'm sure you're going to tell us some fun facts about Ace of Base when we come back, but let's hear it.
All right. Song got lots of pop to it.
It certainly did. I saw you were, I was looking over your shoulder, and they said that they were the biggest Swedish band since ABBA.
Yeah, they were massive in Sweden. So obviously they're a Swedish band pop. There's a pop group. They were formed in 1987. So they were late into the 80s before they kind of got going. You wouldn't have known them as Ace of Base then because they were actually called G. Conrad. And they did basically pop and how can I put, like a pop punk band, believe it or not. And that's how they started out. They were doing that. They then added some, they were two siblings and a buddy that started the band. And then they got rid of somebody out of the band, one of the, but they got rid of their buddy and added some other people. They also added some more siblings to the band. And they became Ace of Base. And they've had some really huge success. Beautiful Life, Lucky Love, Cruel Summer. They, like, they just, they made some great songs
in
the 90s.
All That She Wants
Yeah, I would go All That She Wants would be their number one, The Sound, The Sign, and then Don't Turn Around. Massive hits in the dance scene in the early 90s, for right. sure.
It was even, I'm going to go back to All That She Wants, but even the story, if you really listen to the lyrics of All That She Wants,
yeah.
was really, I'm going to say risque, probably, for the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Admitting that she was out on the prowl for only one thing. And
yeah.
I guess that her partner in life wasn't able to give her a baby, but she found a random guy who could.
Yeah, and I do love the fact, so as you know, and most people that listen to me or whatever will get an understanding, I really love reggae music and steel drum and that whole style of music.
Yeah, you tell us that every week on Into the Darkness.
I do, but these guys were really into it as well. So they kind of, when they were doing their cover stuff, they did a bunch of that
okay.
reggae style themed music. And then they stepped away from it in their first album, but then they come back to it in their second and third album. So they do have a lot of reggae influences in their music.
Well, isn't that where they really kind of hit their stride? And what I hear in that is you just need to be true to who you are. You can't, in any case, try to be something that you think people want you to be. If they really loved reggae, that's where they hit their stride and they got their big hits, when they infuse that back in the music.
Oh, absolutely.
Which makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
You need to be authentic to whoever you are.
I totally agree.
And your audience will find you.
Absolutely. So this is another smash hit, in my opinion, that's coming out. So CNC Music Factory, going to make you sweat.
So
I love this.
If you were in any dance club in the early 90s, you were dancing to this song probably multiple times a night. And I have many memories of being in clubs with you, particularly when we had initially started dating. We used to go in the Toronto music scene.
Yeah,
Club Max
was
one of our favorite places. And we actually had a cat named Max once upon a time after Club Max.
I was heavily involved in Club Max and DJing and that era and that whole scene. What I will say is when you were putting your music together and you were testing me.
I was playing
10 seconds.
That tune,
yeah.
But I only gave you about 2 seconds.
Two seconds.
You did well.
Yeah. I hit everyone except one. But what's funny is I was saying I have this EP for CNC Music Factory, at least 3 copies of it. I think I had 4, but one got damaged. I have so many copies of this song, I kept wearing them out.
I bet.
So, massive hit. Here we go. A little Gonna Make You Sweat, CNC Music Factory.
Shake your pants, take a chance. Come on and dance. Guys, grab a girl, don't wait, make a twirl. It's your world and I'm just a squirrel. Trying to get a nut to move your butt to the dance floor. So yo, what's up? Hands in the air. Come on, say yeah. Everybody over here, everybody over there. The crowd is live and I will fool this fool. Party people in the house, move. We'll be right back. hit the dance floor. It's gonna make you sweat till you bleed. Is that open up? Indeed, I paid the price to control the dice. I'm more precise to the point. I'm nice. The music takes control. Your heart is so unfold. Your body is free and behold. Dance or you can't dance or you can't dance no more. Get on the floor and get raw. Dip, come back then upside down. Easy now. Let me see you move.
Discover the Tet Center for Creativity and Learning, a vibrant arts hub at 370 King Street West in Kingston, right beside the Isabel Bader Center. Enjoy a coffee at Juniper Cafe and explore three floors of galleries, studios, and arts organizations. Borrow instruments from Joe's Mill, sign up for art classes with groups like the Kingston's Potters Guild, and dance with Kingston School of Dance. Join Tet Tuesday Open Studios the second Tuesday of every month to connect with fellow creatives. Students, you can host events at the Tet with reduced rental rates. Learn more at tetcenter.org and follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Tet Center. Your artistic journey begins here.
I was just laughing because
we're both laughing.
The Tet Center. You convinced me to go to a class there one time, and we did improv.
It was for 8 weeks.
I know. We did improv at the Tet Center. It was ridiculous. It was so much fun.
It was really fun. One of the things, and there are many, but one of the things I really love about you is how much you'll do anything once. And we've probably talked about it, but we've done golf lessons, we've done tennis lessons, and we're going line dancing now. And once we took an improv class,
it was so much fun. I recommend it.
I do. My funniest memory of you was you were challenged to go through a revolving door.
Oh, yeah.
Essentially, as a mime. And my visual memory of you running around in circles with your hands in front of you, like you were pushing a revolving door, but going really, really quick, is just hilarious. Yeah. I love that memory of you. And there were some weird warm up games you had to do.
Pow, wham.
Like pow, wham, zooey, yeah, yeah. Or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. It didn't.
Ridiculous.
It's not really us, but it was fun.
I recommend somebody do it. If you want to learn to get out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
Go do that improv class, man.
Yeah, it was really good.
It was
good.
So much fun. I would do it again if we had time. We just don't.
Right.
But
the reason that I wanted to do that was they say that it's really good for people in sales because on your feet, you can be asked any question at any good time and you want to be able to speak eloquently or improv an answer and sound intelligent, which I think I've told this story before, but that was how I originally joined Toastmasters, was I was looking for improv, but of course that was during COVID and there were no in-person improv classes and I didn't want to be improvising in our basement on Zoom. So Toastmasters was the next best thing because they have table topics.
Yeah.
And so that's another way that you can practice your impromptu speaking skills. But it ended up being another one of the silly things that we have done together. But it was really fun. And if anybody's ever interested, look it up. I think it's Kingston Improv Club.
Yeah.
We were there for an 8-week class.
Well, that's, you know, bringing it back to CNC Music Factory, things that make me go,
And tell us, which is it about this?
Well, that's the name of one of their songs, right, as you know?
They sang that?
Yeah, things that make me go,
I don't think so.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. I'm telling you with you, but
I'm telling you that.
Oh, you're right. I can see it right in front of you on Wikipedia.
Of course. Yeah, no, I know it's there. So anyway, CNC Music Factory is David Cole and Robert Chevalis. They're an American pop band. What's really interesting about this, and I don't know if I've talked about it on this show or Into the Darkness or somewhere else. I have talked about this. I know I have. But they actually used a Martha Walsh. She's a very famous singer now, but at the time she wasn't. And she was an older, bigger lady. And for whatever reason, they chose not to put her or credit her on the song Make You Gonna Sweat, and they actually put a kind of a model-y small.
So they Milli Vanilli'd.
They Milli Vanilli'd this album,
which is crazy.
But it came out and it became a problem from them.
Really
big. And I mean, they had three albums. They had two great albums before David Cole died. He actually died in 1995 of spinal meningitis, which is really sad. The Chevalis tried to continue on, went on tour, did an international tour in 96. It just didn't go well, and the band just kind of stopped recording music as CNC Music Factory at that point. But I got to tell you, man, they had some great stuff.
Yeah, they sure did.
I loved their music.
Well, this one for sure pretty much is like an anthem of the 90s.
I actually like things that make you go, better, only because the sampling that you can pull from it in the song and stuff is just, for a DJ that's playing out, I love that.
Yeah, I
love
think that we listen with a different ear.
Yeah, absolutely. I look for all the little cuts and bits and pieces I can sample. Like when I'm listening to a song, I'm thinking about other songs I can mix into that song as parts to it, whereas people are like, oh, at the end of the song, we'll just play the next song. I got to be thinking about different pieces.
Well,
for sure.
That's why you are so good at what you do.
That's why my head never stops moving.
No,
all right, let's talk about
inside.
This next one. I love this song. This was, again, you've picked fantastic. I got to tell you, this is a banger list. This could be actually my 90s music for next week, folks. So
if you're listening along, pay attention.
This could really be it. It's fantastic. So this one is Rhythm is a Dancer by Snap.
Yeah, another iconic. I'm in a dance club in the early 90s, having a great time.
Oh, yeah.
And
just the start of this song, you were able to add it or mix it into anywhere where there was a lull or just a great beat drop. So let's drop the beat and do a little snap.
All right.
We'll be right back. I used to hate mixing out of this song because of how it ended. It was a pain in the bum.
All right, I'm sure you figured it out.
Oh, I did. I would just turn the dial off on the turntable and then spin it so it sounded like backwards. It was always fun to do that.
Okay.
So let's talk. We'll just do a couple of little things about Snap. So they're a German Eurodance band. They formed in 89. It was just a couple of guys. They had two major hits, and it's funny because they also disbanded in 96 as well. Then they had to come back in 2000, 2002, and I think 2012. And it was basically just the same songs. They were like, oh, we'll call this the Snap Attack, and then this, that, and the other thing. But they had multiple people in and out of this band. There was a lot of people in this band for such a short period of time. But I'd say their biggest songs, which, you know, they're credited to, is The Power.
Okay.
Which is a great song in 1990, and then Rhythm as a Dancer in 1992. Both achieved number one status in multiple countries.
Yeah.
And they don't even talk about how many countries. These were smash hits, especially because Eurodance was really just making its throw-in at that time. So, yeah, I thought they were great. Now, this next band.
Right.
They have been around a very long time. I don't know if you even need to speak about them. We could just play this song and then just kind of talk about them when we get back.
Yeah, go ahead. Let's surprise people then
right,
with no introduction.
No intro.
Distance.
So that was the only song that stumped me in my 2 seconds of music. You weren't giving me very much. You gave me 2 seconds to figure out what a song was, and I was like, there's no way I'm getting it. I got most of them. I would say I got everyone except that one in 2 seconds.
Well, I don't even know if we're playing it, but House of Pain.
Oh, gosh.
I just got 1 second, yeah. And they know the House of Pain song.
I just needed the, and there was a couple of songs where it was just the wind at the beginning in the song.
Well, there's one where he doesn't even sing, and you know by the voice.
Well, it wasn't even that. It was just the wind blowing in the background. I was like, oh, okay.
We know what this is.
So, pretty cool band, REM, Rapid Eye Movement, right? So I love this band. That's what REM stands for.
No, I know. I was counting your ums and so's.
Oh, no, were you? Okay, that's crazy. Sorry. Jeez Louise. Even
you
here.
You were at Toastmasters this
morning. I know I was, but that was at 6 a.m.
I know. We were just saying it's been a very long day. We were jumping around at Toastmasters at 7 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, the band, let's go back to REM. Okay. Let's forget about Toastmasters for a minute. So this band formed, it was a bunch of guys that actually met in a record store in January 1980.
Neat.
In Athens, Georgia. One of the guys that actually ends up being in the band actually worked at the record store. They become good buddies. They kind of put this band together. And they stay together until September 21st, 2011. So they had a really long career. And the band actually says, they actually announced it on their website saying, hey, all good things must come to an end.
Yep.
Wasn't an easy decision. There was some, what's kind of interesting is there's been many talks about them getting back together. And I was looking to see if they ever, you know, what was the last one? So in September 2024, they did a interview and they said, what would make it for you guys to get back together? And one of the band members says, super glue. That's the only thing that's going to bring me back together with these guys, which is not a good sign. So it doesn't really say what caused the breakup. It just says all good things must come to an end. So they were pretty professional about it. When you're together that long, other than you two, I don't know a ton of bands that are, you know, that are really, really stayed and hadn't changed in members.
Garth Brooks Band. Remember how long he said they've been together?
Oh, yeah, since 1985.
Forever. Like, yeah, they're original members, and they're still together. And
Their band leader had been with them since 1985.
Right, since the early Garth Brooks days. Yeah. But that's the only other one that comes to mind for me.
Yeah, I mean, these guys were incredible. An incredible band.
For sure.
So, yeah.
Let me ask you a question, because I wasn't there last night, so no, I know you're not. Mildly annoyed with me.
I wasn't annoyed. I was just...
it when I'm there.
So I had so many questions about people that weren't at the event last night, and I was like dodging an answer, and I was like, okay, she's not here. Thanks for asking about me. she'll be here soon. Thanks.
So we're talking about Spearhead last night.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I wasn't able to attend, but tell us all how it went.
It was fantastic. So second week back at Spearhead, fantastic. I was able to fix what I called my acoustic issue. I know last week you were like, hey, there's not an issue. I put speakers in the back. People loved it. It was great. I didn't have to be overpowering up front.
Good.
And you could hear it all the way to the back because there were speakers back there.
Good.
Next week, the talk is we could be out on the patio.
I thought you might have been yesterday.
So there was some thought to it. I did not bring in... Well, I could have done it, in all honesty. I just didn't want to.
I think it got cool quick.
It did get really... I went out a few times after 9. Mm-hmm. There was actually a group of people that were on the patio, and they came in around 8 o'clock because they were cold.
Right.
So I went out just after 9 when I was done my 2 rounds between 8 and 9, and it was not bitter cold, but it was cold enough that you wouldn't have been out there.
Oh, no, I wouldn't be out there.
So they were called Popped In. They
just
popped.
Cool. They popped in from the patio?
They popped in, and they did 3 rounds with me. They played my 2, my 2.5, and my 3, and then they were like, hey, we got to pop out now.
Who was it that you had? Somebody kept messaging us about a reservation, and it was like, we're going to be 8 people. Now we're 10 people. Now we're 12 people.
And they were a lot of fun. So they were people that had actually played in Spearhead back in the day.
Like years ago?
Yeah, and they hadn't been back to Spearhead since we left.
Oh.
So it was really nice to have them back. They're going to keep playing with us. As soon as their volleyball season starts, which is in a couple of weeks, they were like, oh, we're going to miss it. And I said, no. When volleyball's on the early night, you can still make it in for 8 o'clock. And they were like, you're right.
Right.
So we'll be the late shift.
Okay.
So
it's going really well.
Really well. Very excited to be back. The rounds, we got a lot of people asking for rounds. Lab Rats were back last night.
Oh, that's fun.
Haven't seen them in a long time. They were fantastic. So they had a book. I didn't even know they had books. So they booked under one of their guys' names.
Okay.
So I was like, I'm not sure that is. And Larry, who's the manager there, he goes, oh, that's one of the guys that work in the lab at Invista, or DuPont, and back in the day. And I go, lab rats? And he goes, no, he worked in the lab. He goes, yes.
Right.
So it was kind of funny. So, yeah, it was a great night. Spearhead is food is phenomenal. So get a chance to get in there. Come see me on Wednesday nights. It's, I don't know what it is tonight.
Thursday at Spearhead?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. So I'll look it up.
They had bingo.
They had bingo. That was fun.
Else after
and
that.
Then I think it was open mic.
Because remember, I was saying we're going to do a comedy thing?
Yeah, and then this weekend on Saturday night, the chairs are there. So it's halfway to Halloween, apparently.
Oh, cool.
So they will pack the place. And so they were making reservations last night. And they said they're going to be sold out. So, guys, make sure if you're going to go see the chairs at Spearhead on Saturday, you book a reservation and book it early.
Okay.
Everything was great. Food, drinks, service, tons of staff on last night. It was great.
And what else do you have to share about the upcoming weekend plans? And probably I'm going to be in the driver's seat, but tell us about Into the Darkness and then I'm going to drag you around for the rest of the weekend.
All right. So Friday night, Into the Darkness, we're going to have a little, my first hour is going to be mixed up this weekend. I'm going to have a little reggae, soca, bhangra, calypso. I'm just going to mix it all up.
Right.
And it's going to be a mixed pot of nonsense for sure. And then my 1 o'clock hour, I was meant to have a friend in. We were going to do some Britpop.
Mm-hmm.
We're changing that up. I'm going to change it to house music.
Okay. Well, you asked me if I wanted to come and I said no.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry. I did that. It was a one-time thing.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like, hey, I can come when others can't.
No.
So if anybody wants to come and hang out with me for 2 hours on Friday night.
He likes a friend.
Yeah. Hit me up on Facebook. Is it Facebook? No.
Facebook or Instagram?
Instagram. No,
we
I don't want
Instagram.
Don't do Instagram. I don't like Instagram. I got to go looking. So Facebook Messenger.
To make it really easy
for
him.
Yeah, just make it easy for me if
best
you want to come hang
message
out.
Message me.
Yeah, just message Sherry.
That's right.
Anyway, so that's that. And then Saturday morning, I have hurling, and then you're hurling me everywhere.
I am going to do that to you. So we're right in the thick of spring real estate market. And given that I'm a realtor, I am super busy, which is exactly how you want to be in spring market. So I'm making you come to an open house with me on Saturday afternoon in Verona, if anyone is interested in a great little house.
Oh, right? This is the house with all the interest.
Yes, it's got a ton of interest, and we're going to make it worse with an open house on Saturday. I guess worse or better. Well, it depends on who your perspective is. But if you are interested, 6872 Highway 38 is available for open house on Saturday between 2 and 4 o'clock, and Terry and I will be there because, like I've mentioned before, he is always with me as my sidekick and my safety buddy at open houses. So we're excited about that. Saturday night, we're going to a friend's house for a murder mystery.
Yeah, I'm excited. Do
Why
you remember
you
who you are?
That? No. I'll have to look it up. I do. I think I know. I don't know. Aren't you a priest or something?
I am a pastor.
Okay.
A Southern pastor, and I've got a costume
so
and a whole deal.
So guaranteed you're the murderer.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. And then Sunday, actually, we are taking someone on an HHT. So for those of you who aren't familiar with military terminology, that is a house hunting trip. And that means that we have a military member being transferred into our area who has 5 days to buy a house. So, again, we're in spring market and military transfer season for the real estate market. So it's a very busy time of year. And we're going to go look at as many houses as we possibly can with this gentleman because he's got a date that he has to be here.
And did you say HMT?
HHT, house hunting trip.
So not a happy meal time.
Well, there might be happy meal time in there for you. Yes, you would like that. I'm sure there'll be food. Don't worry.
Absolutely. That's why
so,
I'm going.
That's where we're at.
Okay, well, let's do that, but let's talk about this next band. Now, I moved it around because we're getting close to the end.
We want to do this one, yes.
I did,
okay.
And this is a...
This is Happy Memory Song.
This is a really happy memory song, so I'm going to take you back to 1992. This band was playing on Saturday Night Live, I think for the first time, and as they were playing, I turned to you and said... These guys are going to be massive.
Yep.
This song was huge. I remember sitting eating some chicken Caesar salad, hanging out in our basement apartment.
So for context, though, or as a reminder for anybody, Terry and I met, and within 2 months and 3 weeks, we were engaged. And within two months, I guess, we were in an apartment together.
Yep.
Much to the chagrin of my roommates and your mother.
Sure.
We were living together. However, this takes me immediately back to that basement apartment and watching Saturday Night Live in those very, very early days of our relationship. So whenever I hear this song, I want to jump around and remember those days.
Yeah.
And this is the Counting Crows, Mr. Jones.
La 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 la. Want to kick the summer heat and get a nice treat? Don't hesitate to make a date to visit Old Farm Fine Foods. Pizza, frittata, sausage rolls, sandwiches, soups, and more are ready and waiting to get in your belly. Plus, you can also buy fresh and frozen food to prepare at home. Pop into the shop Monday through Sunday between 8 to 6 at 204 Berry Street. And don't forget to follow Old Farm Fine Foods on Instagram at OldFarmFF to get the scoop on the latest goodies. Old Farm Fine Foods, comfort food you can count on.
I'm like Old Fine Farms.
You just want it in your belly?
I'm comfort you can rely on.
You absolutely are. You wanted to correct yourself on the
date. I did. So, yeah, I said 92. It's actually 94. January 15th. I remember it was winter, and I remember these guys coming on, and I was like, man, these guys were so tight. They were so, so good. So I do stand corrected. I wanted to look it up to make sure I was specific on it. But what's really cool about the band is they performed like 93, 94. They were just massively touring. They were the lead act, and they were also like the follow-up act or whatever you want to call it. They appeared with bands like the Rolling Stones, Cracker, the Cranberries, Suede, Bob Dylan, Los Lobos, Jellyfish, Midnight Oil. I mean, what a crazy
band. Oh, yeah, they were incredible. And this song definitely is iconic. And like, literally for me, this might be one of the first songs that I remember of our relationship, but actually it was Whoop There It Is
by Tag Team.
That's funny. We didn't have to mention that. We both knew.
Yeah, absolutely. But these guys, I mean, just in 94 alone, they got two Grammy nominations, one for Best Performance by a Rock Duo with vocals, and then the other one was Best New Artist. And it was well-deserved.
Absolutely, right?
So, yeah, it's great.
Let's try and get a few more in, because I have, I had more music than we possibly could have time, but we've switched it around.
You had 53 minutes of music. Are we not talking?
So much good music.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You're gonna continue it on in 2 weeks when I'm not here. This band deserves or needs no introduction. We're going to see them in August 2nd with a bunch of friends.
Right.
So here we go.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying get back together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room, I realized it's all my fault but couldn't tell you. Yesterday you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it, now I'll watch a hoodwink. Does it make you stop, think? You'll think you're looking at Aquaman. Summon fish to the dish, although I like the chalet Swiss, I like the sushi, cause it's never touch a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes, big like Leanne rhymes, because I'm all about value. Bert Camper's got the mad hits, you try to match wits, you try to hold me but I bust through. Can I make a break and take a fake out like a sink and ache and shake out like vanilla? It's the finest of the flavors, gonna see the show cause then you'll know the vertigo is gonna go, cause it's so dangerous, you'll have to sign a waiver. Can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral, can't understand what I mean, well you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve.
I have a history of taking off my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Threw your arms in the air and said you're crazy. 5 days since you tackled me. I still got the red burns on both my knees. It's been 3 days since the afternoon. You realize it's not my fault, but a woman too soon. Yesterday you'd forgiven me, and now I'll sit back and wait till you say you're sorry.
Drumstick and your brain stops sticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on, with all our maisons. I hope the smoking man's in this one like Harrison Ford. I'm getting frantic, like Sting and Pantrick. Like Snickers guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I make mad films. Okay, I don't make films, but if I did, they'd have a samurai. Gonna get a set of better clubs, gonna find the kind with tiny dumpsters so my irons are always flying off the backswing. Gonna get into my Sailor Moon, cause that cartoon has got the boom anime babes that make me think the wrong thing. How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile, though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Understand what I mean, but you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of losing my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Dropped your eyes the size and said I'm sorry. 5 days since I laughed at you and said you just did just what I thought you were gonna do. 3 days since the living room. We realize we're both to blame, but what did we do? Yesterday you just smiled at me. Cause it'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry.
You're so funny.
All right, we're coming back laughing at each other again.
Yeah, we are.
I was trying to name a style of music and really badly butchered it.
Yeah, you did, but that's okay. We don't need to say much about Bare Naked Ladies. We love them. I do love them. I have seen them multiple times in multiple venues across Ontario.
We're going to see them again.
And we're going to see them with a bunch of our friends. I actually got lawn seats intentionally so we could throw macaroni all around.
No, but there's always like goose poop all over the lawn.
Well, put down a blanket. I'll bring
like
a blanket. That's fine. But
it was when I was 21.
You gotta be able to dance around. It's them and Train.
Oh, we're bringing a blanket.
It's them, Train, and there's another guy opening for Train. So it's gonna be a fun night.
I'm sure
of just
it will,
dancing
but
around.
I don't like goose poop.
No one likes goose poop, but
gooses do.
Yeah, well.
This is what we're talking about. They give us a microphone, and this is what we talk about. Let's move on.
All right. So
what was I trying to describe on off the air?
You were talking about her voice being distorted by a machine.
Okay, and what was that called?
Oh, I can't remember offhand. Now you put it,
remember either.
Well, no, now that you've put it in my head to think about it.
I said synthetic, but I don't think that's right.
It's synthesized is what you're talking about when they synthesize her voice.
Yeah, but I still don't think that's right for this particular thing.
All right. Well, anyway, this is Share Believe. We're going to have about 30 seconds when this is over. So
enjoy this, guys.
And we'll come back. again.
All right, what's the phrase?
The phrase is called the Cher effect.
Okay.
That's what it's called. So basically, you take your voice, you auto-tune it extremely. So what Cher would do, they actually referred it to as the Cher effect. She would intentionally distort her voice, and she did it. This was in the Believe song from 1998. She literally cranks auto-tune to its highest, its maximum speed, and that's where this comes into. It's also known as vocoder.
Okay.
But they call it the Cher effect.
Okay. Well, that's not what I said.
No, I know, but that's what it is.
Okay. Well, I stand corrected as well.
That's okay.
It's okay. We learned so much when we're on the air.
And you know what it is. It's not that they're speeding up the pitch of her voice, right? Not her song. It's the words itself. It's the pitch to it.
Yeah, that's
so okay. It's pretty neat. So it's like when you're spinning a record, and on professional DJ turntables, you have pitch control, so you can speed it up and slow it down in certain parts. And that's what she did.
Okay. Well, we need to speed ourselves up and say goodbye.
Well, we do. And I want to say, folks, have a wonderful weekend. I hope to see you out and about, maybe at Sherry's open house.
Or at Spearhead next Wednesday, or just in general, if you see us. We're going somewhere now, right?